وقال الذين كفروا لرسلهم لنخرجنكم من أرضنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا فأوحى إليهم ربهم لنهلكن الظالمين.
Then the unbelievers told their messengers, "You will have to return to the fold of our faith, or else we shall banish you from our land." Thereupon their Lord revealed to them, "We will most certainly destroy these wrongdoers. You will have to return to the fold of our faith." The expression, "return to the fold of our faith," does not imply that before being designated to the office of prophethood, the prophets belonged to the fold of unbelievers. In fact, the verse can be fully appreciated if we bear in mind that before designation to their office, prophets lived a relatively quiet life. For prior to that designation, they preach no specific religious doctrines, nor do they engage in refuting the religious doctrines that are generally accepted by their people. As a result, people are commonly inclined to think that they too are an integral part of their religious fold. Hence, when prophets embark on teaching true religious doctrines, they are charged by their people with having renounced their ancestral faith. The fact, however, is that they were never part of the fold of those unbelievers.
وَلَنُسْكِنَنَّكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِي وَخَافَ وَعِيدِ.
And will then cause you to settle in the land as their successors. That is the reward for him who fears to stand for reckoning and holds my threat in awe.
وَاسْتَفْتَحُوا وَخَابَ كُلُّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ.
They sought our judgment, and thanks to that judgment, every obstinate tyrant opposed to the truth was brought to naught.
مِن وَرَائِهِ جَهَنَّمُ وَيُسْقَى مِن مَّاءٍ صَدِيدٍ.
Hell is before him, and he shall be made to drink of the oozing pus.
يتجرعه ولا يكاد يسيغه ويأتيه الموت ويأتيه الموت من كل مكان وما هو بميت ومن ورائه عذاب غليظ.
Which he will gulp but will scarcely swallow, and death will come upon him from every quarter, and yet he will not be able to die. A terrible chastisement lies ahead in pursuit of him.
مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَرَمَادٍ اشْتَدَّتْ بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي يَوْمٍ عَاصِفٍ لَا يَقْدِرُونَ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا عَلَى شَيْءٍ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الضَّلَالُ الْبَعِيدُ.
This is the example of those who disbelieve in their Lord. Their works are like ashes upon which the wind blows fiercely on a tempestuous day. They shall find no reward for their deeds. That indeed is the farthest point in straying.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ إِنْ يَشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ.
Do you not see that Allah created the heavens and the earth in truth? Were He to will, He could take you away and bring a new creation.
وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ.
That is not at all difficult for Allah.
وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا فَقَالَ الضُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا إِنَّا كُنَّا لَكُمْ تَبَعًا فهل أنتم مغنون عنا من عذاب الله من شيء قالوا لو هدانا الله لهديناكم سواء علينا أجزعنا أم صبرنا ما لنا من محيص.
Then all of them will appear exposed before Allah, and the weak ones will say to the haughty ones, "We merely followed you. Will you then protect us from Allah's chastisement?" They will say, "Had Allah shown us the way to our salvation, we would surely have also guided you. Now it is all the same whether we cry or suffer patiently. We have no escape."